Here with Coach Dan Swanstrom with the Ithaca Bombers, and Coach, of course, coming off of two straight losses, do you find it easier to get your team motivated for this last game when it's Cortica?
I really don't want a momentum-based program, you know, with ups and downs. You know, I want a standard that we uphold day in and day out, and trying to get back to the details of playing great fundamental football. And those are the things we've really, really stressed after, you know, these past couple weeks.
Coach, from a coaching perspective, how do you prepare for a game when it's in an NFL stadium, 30,000 more fans, certainly more amplified than the other games that you've been coaching?
Yeah, you just take the measures with what's given to you within the resources of our program, what's available to you to try to duplicate and replicate what your players are going to experience on Saturday, and trying to handle 80% of the preparation that I can handle for our players. So we just do it to the best of our ability with the resources that are given to us, and you just hope that's enough to help them feel prepared for Saturday.
So your third season here, you're 2-0 in Cortica. So what can you do this year? How different is this Cortland team compared to the last 2 years?
They've been very good the past 2 years, and last year they were very good, and a lot of fantastic skill players last year. Quarterback's back. The thing that's is back is they just basically reloaded. The offensive line's back. The quarterback's back. They graduated the receivers, but number six played last year, who spoke today. He's a fantastic athlete, running around very quick, and really the heart and soul of their program, I think, is number seven, their tailback. Just a very physical runner, very aggressive. I think he's rushed for 1,200 yards this year, and his production has been absolutely outstanding. And then the honest truth is defensively, that they're playing very sound on defense, and they don't make any mistakes to beat themselves, and they just consistently run and tackle. And when there's plays to be made, short yardage, fourth downs, number three, number 99, like the plays, they're a fantastic football team, and they're 8-1, and it really just a heartbreaking one when you watch it on film. They played really, really well in that game, and a couple things here and there kind of broke against them. So, a lot of people could say that, but they're a fantastic football program.
To go off that, Coach Zach Tripodi, I mean, like you just said, the tailback, he's off the top of my head, I think it's like over six games that's 100 plus yards per game. It's absolutely crazy. How do you combat that? How do you combat that high powered offense and try to stop
it? Yeah, it's a perfect world you want to be in. You have a dominant tailback with number 15, number 14, number 6, number 23 running around at wide receiver. So football is a simple game. There's an odd number of players. So if you commit the odd player to the run, you're weak in the pass against their fantastic wide receivers. You commit that odd player to the pass, you're weak against the run. Really simple formula. And when you're good at both, it makes you very, very difficult to defend.
And then on the other side of that, how are you approaching their defense? The defense has not been as tremendous as their offense has been, but still they have a very good performance.
Yeah, see, that's a misconception. When you're scoring 40-plus points and you're scoring fast and you're scoring quick, you're playing a lot of defense and you're getting a lot more opportunities than most programs. So you really got to go into the deeper stats. And if you look into their third down defense, their red zone defense, fourth down stops, they're playing good defense. They're just playing with a lot more opportunities than most programs.
Coach, what is the attitude in the locker room been like? Obviously, this is a very, very large game, probably once in a lifetime for most of these players. What has the attitude been like? Has there been some nerves? Has there been some anxiety? Just what has it been like, Coach?
We're just getting back to basics. We want to get back to fundamentals and play. Good fundamental football. We got a lot of work to do, and we got a lot of growth in this program, and our preparation is about getting incrementally better, and all that we have in front of us is this Wednesday's practice, and we just need to focus on what's ahead of us.
And what do you think it means for your seniors to have their final regular season game be in MetLife Stadium?
I can't speak to each one of them and what that means to them. Look, my last game was at Carnegie Mellon in front of 200 people, and it meant a lot to me, so I'm sure it's going to mean a lot to them, whether zero people were there or 45,000 people were there. Football's a special game. They'll be chasing that camaraderie for the rest of their life. They'll never find it again. And when that's over, that's something that is almost soul crushing. So it's going to mean a lot to them, whether it was in front of 45,000 or zero.